With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is officially the law of the land. What does the USMCA mean for dairy farmers in the U.S.? Mark Stevenson with the University of Wisconsin-Madison shares a little insight.
We've seen a tightening of the milk supply, so we have seen some improvement in prices, and we're seeing tremendous demand for dairy products, both domestically, and obviously there's people that want it worldwide as well. So the demand is still strong. You're seeing growth there. Our consumption per capita of dairy products is very, very strong, and that continues.
And Jeff Lyon with Farm First Dairy Cooperative says milk prices have started to recover and the USMCA could go a long way in restoring the dairy economy.
The U.S., Mexico, and Canada trade agreement is a complex document, as you could imagine, between three contiguous countries, and we've had historically a lot of trade. Mexico has, for a long period of time, been our largest trading partner for dairy. Canada has been our largest trading partner for all goods, and they've usually been our second or third largest for dairy as well.
Lyon says the USMCA also sends a positive message to the rest of the world, demonstrating the U.S. can sign and pass a trade agreement that reflects modern trade rules. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.